Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah, the joy coach and self-image builder. We're in section number 32 of building your self-image and self-image of others. And the topic is stop thinking the thoughts that lower your self-image. A person creates a low self-image with their thoughts. Someone who constantly repeats the meaning self-talk will build a low self-image. The more one continues thinking and focusing on negative thoughts that lower their self-image, the worse they're going to feel about themselves. If you wanted to create a low self-image, which of course we don't, but if we would want, or Yetzer Hara, your evil inclination, would suggest that you consistently think about what's wrong with you and what you have done wrong, your faults, mistakes, and failures, your limitations and what you can't do, your inability to do things right and well, not accomplishing as much as you wished, the negative and nasty things that other people, even well-meaning parents and teachers, have said to you throughout your life, other people who are brighter than you and who have accomplished more, and comparing yourself negatively with other people, how far away you are from being totally perfect. The Yetzer Hara would also tell you not to think about your virtues and strengths, the good you have done, any of your accomplishments and successes, what you can do now to become a better person, actual steps to overcome your limitations and prevent mistakes, and how to become the way you want to be, who to consult about developing yourself. Being around an extremely critical person is very distressful in itself and lowers self-image. But when the inner critic is what's putting us down, we take it along with us. As we always say, our brain is always with us wherever we go. So if we're self-critical excessively, it's counterproductive. Now, some people claim, you know, I think the thoughts that lower my self-image because I have such a low self-image. But the truth is really the opposite. A person who feels that he has a low self-image feels this way because of the thoughts that he chooses to think. Once someone consistently thinks thoughts that build self-image, they're going to see themselves in a much better light. Now, some people are going to ask, but these negative thoughts are already in my mind. How am I supposed to get rid of them? But the answer is, when you consistently think thoughts to build your self-image, these positive statements become stronger and stronger, and the old negative ones get weaker and weaker. The neural pathways to the recent life-enhancing thoughts are enlarged, and your mind will find it easier to travel this more beneficial path. So that's a key element. We can set goals that are reasonable and reachable. And the goal is to be totally committed and resolved to stop thinking unnecessarily negative self-image statements. Keep your focus on the thoughts that will elevate you and enhance your life. What are the goals you'd like to reach? What are the traits you'd like to keep developing? And by stopping thinking self-statements that put us down and be more in ways that build our self-image, that we constantly enhance our life.